Highway 1.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Resistance. Chad Taylor Trio from the Daily Biological, released earlier this year on the Cuneiform recording label. Chad Taylor, of course, at the drums, Brian Settles at tenor saxophone, and Neil Podorsky at the piano. Resistance. Mary Halverson's Cold Girl before that, from the brand new second outing with this project, a release entitled Artlessly Falling, just soon to be released on the Firehouse 12 recording label. Comes out at the end of the end of this month, end of October. Last Minute Smears was a piece we took from the release, and it featured Amirta Kidambi at the voice, Maria Grand at tenor saxophone and voice, Adam O'Farrell at the trumpet, Michael Formanek at the bass, Thomas Fujiwara at drums and beer cans on that particular piece, and of course Mary Halverson at the guitar. Featured a very special guest on three of the tracks, though we didn't hear him there, Robert Wyatt at voice. All music composed by Mary Halverson, music and lyrics composed by Mary Halverson, and Amirta Kidambi featured on all of the pieces on the new release. Once again, Artlessly Falling. James Brandon Lewis and his quartet before that, a brand new release from him. It's entitled Molecular. It's just been released on the Intact recording label and features, of course, Brandon Lewis at tenor saxophone. Aruan Ortiz at the piano, Brad Jones is at the bass, and Chad Taylor drums and marimba. Matthew Shipp before that, and a solo performance from the solo outing entitled The Piano Equation, released on Tail Forms earlier this year. Matthew Shipp and a piece entitled Tone Pocket. And again, he will be performing live from Roulette on the 17th of this month, performing works from this release, as a matter of fact. Prior to that, a very new release just out on the Pyroclastic recording label from basically Craig Taborn Project. He calls Junk Genius. Compass Confusion is the name of the new one, and it features the great Chris Speed, tenor sax and clarinet, Matt Maneri at viola, Eric Fransky at the bass, David King acoustic and electric drums, and Craig Taborn at piano and keyboards. Brand new, and a piece entitled Dreams and Guess. Prior to that, we heard from another brand new release, this one from Dan Weiss and his project Stair Baby. It's a second release for this project, just out on the Pi recording label. Natural Selection is the name of the release. Head Wreck was the piece we heard, and Taborn is at piano, Fender Rhodes and synthesizers, and Matt Mitchell, the other pianist in the quintet, he was heard at Prophet 6 and piano, Ben Maunder shredding guitars throughout, Trevor Dunn at electric bass, and Dan Weiss drums, tabla, piano, and compositions. Sylvie Courvoisier Trio and something from Free Hoops, just been released on the Intact recording label, with Drew Gress at the bass and Kenny Wilson at drums and percussion. Highway 1 was what we took from Free Hoops. This is Jazz Amok right here on CKUT 90.3 FM. John will be your host this week. Lawrence will be in as usual next week. And one more piece of music to close out this morning. Thumbscrew will be celebrating Mary Halverson's birthday, as I mentioned, at the Roulette on Friday, October 16th. That will be available online as well, roulette.org. This is from their latest outing, the Anthony Braxton Project. Michael Formanek at the bass, Thomas Fujiwara at drums and vibes, Mary Halverson at the guitar. From the Anthony Braxton Project, this is composition number 68. Thanks for listening. See you in a couple weeks. Keep it locked. CKUT 90.3 FM. À Montréal. Take care of yourselves.
Radio. Sound waves in the air.
CKUT.
Montreal, Canada. CKUT.
There are some heavy topics that come up in this episode, including suicide.
We are what you call a party band, so we do everything from standards to country to 50s and 60s rock and roll, R&B, reggae, everything. I love R&B.
As a singer in a party band, Sterling Howell knows a lot about partying. Being the life of the party is basically his job. He sings for the cruise line Princess Cruises. So, Sterling knows when a party is going well.
It's like if you go to the club, there's a band performing, you could drink how much you want, and you could just party, you know?
And he knows when the party's falling apart.
You go to the club and then you are confined to one square meter. Then they tell you, okay, you could only have one drink and you have to stay here, social distancing, no groups.
He describes his last cruise as that second kind of party.
It's a lot of change that a lot of people were not accustomed to. And I think a lot of people couldn't deal with it. Cruising, you get to travel the world, do what you love, getting paid to do it. But I don't think the world itself